If you want to help support our channel, head over to Patreon and become a VIP member today.
Well, we were talking about, I hit the button and it took too long. We were talking about if we rename the show Shitcast.
Yeah. There'd be one long fart joke.
Yeah, ayo.
Vince McMahon's favorite kind of jokes.
Dookie. Kiss my ass. But you know what's not Dookie? The latest episode of Movies That Rock over on our Patreon. We're watching Rockstar starring Mark Wahlberg.
And Mark Wahlberg, no funky bunch, okay?
Yes, Mark Wahlberg. Yo, I'm walking here, Mark Wahlberg.
Go had a rock star we had, you know. Yeah, this isn't the one where I talk to the teddy bear. It's the one I'm a rock star and I'm going had.
That's right. We'll have a Mark Wahlberg marathon.
Yes.
So watch both Ted movies, all right, and then come into this, and then you're going to be like, why the fuck did these guys make me watch both Ted movies before I watched the Movies That Rock? We were fucking with you.
Yeah, and then you can go on to Peacock and watch Ted, the TV series.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg's not in that, though.
No, it's a prequel series, but I heard it was really good. I haven't seen any of it yet. But
I started watching it, and then I dozed off. If we finish Shotcast tonight, I might try to catch an episode before bed.
Yeah, same, because I saw like the trailer for it. I was like, oh, that's actually pretty cool. Not bad.
It looks funny.
Yeah, it's better than like trying to do a Ted 3. I mean, like, you can still have a smaller budget and still do it. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, nowadays with CGI being as cheap as it is, you can make that cartoon bear.
Yeah.
Do what the fuck ever. Anyway, welcome to Shotcast Saturday, everybody. Today we're going to be listening to Oh Well, the latest song from Slash's new album, which debuted on Howard Stern. We're actually going to be listening to the recording from that episode. We're listening to a rip from that episode of Howard. And if this sounds familiar, like, wait a second. Now, hang on a minute. I'm a real big Guns N' Radio fan here. Said no one ever, but if they did, they would
maybe
also...
Maybe Mason Frost, he did binge watch, listen to all right. Episodes, so who knows?
Oh, that's fair, yeah. Now, if I remember correctly, didn't you boys already listen to this song in episode number 31 of Shotcast Saturday? Yes. Yes, we did. That was the Slash's Blues Ball. I have to take a minute every time.
Yeah, it's one letter off.
During the summer of Slash, we listened to Oh Well from Slash's Blue Ball from the original summer of Slash. Well, it's been re-recorded, and now it features Chris Stapleton as a part of Slash's upcoming blues band, blues album.
Yes. Yeah. So we listened to just a random live bootleg of it before, but this is like an actual studio recorded version of it. So yeah, we're going to get right through it to it. Man, it's track 2 so far released from Orgy of the Damned.
That's right. And that's today on Shotcast Saturday. All right, let's do it. Got a funky vibe immediately from the beginning.
Is it Slash bumping out an acoustic for this one? All right.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard that new Beyonce country song?
Well, Texas Hold'em. I heard a little bit of it.
It's kind of catchy. I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
It's so random. It's like, everyone's jumping on the country train. Like, Post Malone's been, working on a country album. And now everyone's like, oh, we got to do it because Post Malone's fucking doing it. Okay.
I'll listen to that. I wouldn't say that Beyonce country song is country at all. I think it's bluegrass.
Yeah, it's more bluegrass. But at least with Post Malone, he actually knows his country. Like, I think at Stagecoach, which is coming up soon, he's doing, a set covering country songs.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, and at least the dude can play guitar, so.
He's going to be singing, Friends in Low Places and shit.
Probably. I hope he busts out some Hank Williams Jr., man.
Oh, my rowdy friend. Oh, now. See, I've changed your life, man, when I introduced you to old Hank.
Yeah, what was that song again? It was a
Family Tradition.
Family Tradition. I was thinking Family Reunion, but wait a minute, that's Blink-182.
Yeah, I could see Post Malone. Hey guys, I got some new some new country music I want to sing. He starts picking on his guitar. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt.
But he does it in a bluegrass thing where he's like playing on the banjo.
Champion fucking cousin, come on, tip fart, turn twice. Champion fucking cousin, come on, look at me,
fart, turn twice. Instead of the sugar, instead of a smoke, he's got like the thing of wheats instead.
Yeah. Oh, hallelujah now. Champion fucking cousin, come on, look at me, fart, turn twice. Oh, yeah, fuck your mom.
I really did, though. I fucked your mom.
You need a truck. It's built Ford Tough.
Yeah, yeah. I need Sam Elliott to do a spoken word poem over this. Better than Lou Reed.
When you're hauling rocks across a giant mountain for no particular reason, you need a job. Hang on. You need a truck that's going to be able to do the fucking job. You don't need one of them pussy trucks. Only the Ford F-150 can handle a man's load.
Because it's built for tough.
Get your load carried, not blown, when you get a Ford F-150. Be a fucking man. Built Ford tough.
Can't help but about the shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Oh yeah, this is that good old Southern blues.
Yeah, and I'm like surprised I saw like this was actually a cover of like early Fleetwood Mac. Which is crazy because I remember like the early days of Fleetwood Mac were like very blues, like when they started on the late 60s, even up to like the mid, like the early to mid 70s, they're still very much rooted in blues before they, you know, like changed direction with their songwriting and stuff.
That would be like if you had a band that'd been around since the 80s today, and then out of the blue, fucking Katy Perry joins the band.
Yeah.
And that's about what Stevie Nicks did with Fleetwood Mac, right?
Kind of. Yeah, well, the whole story with her, like, it was like her and, who's the other guitarist in that fucking band? She was dating one of the guys.
Dude, if you hadn't asked me, I could have told you.
Oh, god damn it.
The guy that that wrote Go Your Own Way, because that's what it's about.
Oh, I can't remember his fucking name now. Oh, he's got a chick's name, doesn't he?
I don't know. We'll Google it real quick.
Yeah. So what it was basically, I think, like, Mick Fleetwood was, like, recommended her and her boyfriend, was the guy she was dating at the time.
Lindsey Buckingham.
There we go. Fuck, why does that name escape my head? Yeah, because they're originally...
I don't know, man.
Yeah, they were originally like a duo, doing like their own album and such, whatever. And then I guess someone was a producer, recommended them to Mick Fleetwood. And he was like, he liked what he heard. So he got them in the band. And then,
then Stevie Nicks joined and Lindsey Buckingham was like, I got to bone that down.
Yeah. Well, then I think they soon broke up after, but like, whatever. I guess they were amicable enough to, you know, still make music and just.
Yeah, when you got fucking contracts and shit to fulfill.
Yep.
Shut the shit where you eat, kid. I don't know what to tell you. Is it gonna rock?
Now when I talked to God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me, I'll be your guiding hand. Ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
You know, I am digging this. I like blues, though.
Like, I like this kind of blues. Like, I think the way Slash is doing it in this style, it's... I feel like it's going to expose a lot of, you know, other people who aren't really familiar with this kind of stuff. Like, it's good, you know. You know, covers can do stuff like that, too. Like, expose you to other artists and other genres as well.
Yeah. I'll tell you who I feel bad for right now with this blues album. Our buddy Rick.
Yeah.
Rick hates the blues.
I was going to say, then how can you hate Slash? Slash's whole guitar style is like driven by the blues. That's like all of AC/DC's discography. Very simple, like power chords and stuff. That's all of AC/DC stuff.
I don't know, man. He's just not a blues fan. I think because when he thinks blues, he automatically thinks B.B. King.
That's like very early blues. I think this is more like blues mixed with some rock. Like blues rock was kind of a thing too.
Dude, B.B. King was a fucking beast though, dude.
He was a fucking beast. I will give you that.
That motherfucker was a force to be reckoned with, one of the fucking wonders of the world. I never seen a guy mid-guitar solo break a string so he changes the key and continues the guitar solo while he changes the string he just broke.
That's friggin' nuts.
Yeah, B.B. King did that shit. Not once, not twice, but all the fucking time. They're not hard to find. Google B.B. King changing guitar string, and I guarantee you'll see something that'll make, if especially if you know what you're looking at, you'll be like, what the fuck? This is crazy.
Yeah, I think something similar happened to a fucking other guitarist. Was it, I think it happened to like John Frusciante or something. Like his string broke mid-solo and he just kept fucking playing.
I don't know who that is.
He's a guitarist for Red Chili Peppers.
Oh.
Was it him? Or I think something also like similar to that like happened to Dimebag Darrell, I think.
Chili Peppers is a great band too.
Yeah, I think it was like him or one of the, I don't know why I'm confusing the two. Someone's going to correct me anyways on this, but I remember like someone like shredding a fucking solo and like the string breaks and you see like their hands like cut the fuck open and like still going.
Oh yeah, just, real like, men keep too. Playing.
Oh yeah.
Got to see it through. No matter what, boys, remember, no matter what happens, you got to see it through.
Exactly. It's the vision.
That's right. The motto. Yeah, I'm digging.
Oh, okay.
I can dig it. This is awesome. Acting like I never heard this before. I don't know. I don't remember it from Shotcast, so.
I don't either. I mean, we reviewed so much stuff that just kind of like, well, this is really bad or really good. It kind of like, it's hard to stand out. Some stuff has stood out, but not everything.
Certainly.
Now when I talked to God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me, I'll be your guiding hand. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not get the answer that you want me to.
Yeah, this is awesome. I was listening to this shit on Sirius on Monday when it premiered on Howard. And I was like, God damn, this is epic. So I immediately... of course, you know, first order of business is let Caputo know. Mm-hmm. I thought you might be listening, too. I wasn't sure, because I know you have Sirius.
Yeah, I really listen. I listen like 90% of the time. I'm on Hair Nation. That's it.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, that or like Boneyard. That's it. That or some of the rock stations. I always listen to a lot of rock out there.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Oh.
Get it, boy, get it. Man. Slash a fucking monster. I rewound it on accident. I was trying to turn it down.
That's alright. Got the solo again. Yeah.
That's fine. I don't know what we reviewed this. What rating we gave this.
Oh, this before we kept track of this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we started
back before we wrote shit down.
Yeah.
Remember when we started archiving and I spent 2 weeks downloading every fucking thing we ever did?
Oh, yeah.
And getting it, because it was like, why did we not think to do this?
Yeah.
Before. But yeah, dude, like, Slash is fucking killing it. Like, I'm really digging this. I'm looking forward to this album.
Oh, yeah. After hearing the Killing Floor and this now, I'm definitely looking forward to it. So I was like, oh, whatever. You know, it's like Slash's Blues Vanity Project. I'm like, okay, this is actually ain't too bad.
There you go. That was Oh Well by Slash off the upcoming album Orgy of the Damned. So that's officially the first time in the history of Guns N' Radio we've reviewed a song twice.
Yeah, there's going to be a couple more when this album comes out. So.
Oh yeah, but this is the first.
This is always will be the first. Oh well.
Before we get into ratings, we want to tell you guys to be sure to tune into our YouTube channel and wherever you get your podcast next week for 3 short run episodes just like this, because it's Guns N' Radio Spring Break! And we're kicking it off with Buildings in the Sky on Monday by Izzy Stradlin.
Oh, yeah.
So be sure to check that out. Your boys, Chris and Dustin, we're going to take a couple of weeks off of the live show.
Mm-hmm. Easter this weekend currently right now. And
yeah.
Also, right after Easter, I almost forgot it's WrestleMania weekend. So
yeah, Dustin's going to be out of town for that.
Oh, very nice. So, I'll be in my basement watching it. So,
well, I got some friends I always watch Mania with.
Sweet.
So I'll probably go up to St. Louis and spend the night with them to watch old Mania. We'll do some edibles and watch night one, and then I come back and watch night two at home. So, since it's a two-night thing, we've made night one a tradition. And I'm looking forward to it, man. The Rock and Roman Reigns and all that other shit, which it would have been a good fucking match, but the fans had to ruin Mania 40.
Ah, fuck. They'll do Rock and Roman 41. They got 3 or 4 other pay-per-views they can do at major ones. It'll
you
happen.
Think The Rock's going to turn on him?
Probably, because, you know, The Rock has got his fucking ego. He's got to be a face.
I don't know.
Listen, the guy's playing a heel, and people are still fucking cheering him. It was the best thing he's done in years. Y'all didn't see 2003, man.
That's right. That was a good heel run.
Oh, dude, Hollywood Rock was fucking amazing.
With Hogan? Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. Even a bit, that was, like, what, January to, like, April?
Yeah, and then he feuded with Hurricane. He lost the match to Hurricane. That was some good shit.
Yeah, he's got the chicken McNuggets. I'm going to shove him up his ass with some shit. You're the hamburger. Yeah. You're nothing. Oh, The Rock's agent called. He says nothing.
But, yeah, we're going to take a couple of weeks off for spring break, but we are going to be giving you 6 shows while we're away. So that's going to be something to look forward to. 6!
Damn right.
6 of these motherfuckers! Anyway. What was I thinking about? Reviews. We got to review this song.
Yeah, we got to review this song. I almost forgot. I was like, wait, do we already review this song? I'm like, fuck. No, we did.
Yeah, we got to review. Well, we have already reviewed it about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Almost.
But those ratings are now, poof, irrelevant. This is what really matters. It only happens, you know, it's like Pixar didn't happen. Studio recording, or we don't give a shit.
Yeah. We reviewed it in the past, but we didn't write it down, so we don't know what the fuck we
reviewed
gave
the. Let's say we reviewed the bootleg of it, but now, like, many years later, it's actually here. So
yeah, studio version.
Yes.
So who goes first this week?
I'll let you go first.
Me go first? All right. I thought I really liked this, man. I was jamming to it. I remember Monday when I heard it the first time, I was jamming to this again, not realizing I'd heard it before. Mm-hmm. I was like getting down to it. I'm like, yeah, this is pretty fucking cool, dude. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5, man. I'm not going to put it in there with like some of the 5-star shits, but it's definitely 4 out of 5 for me. I really, really like this.
I'm along the same lines too. Like it's almost 5-star for me, but I think 4 is like just perfect for it. It's a really, really good song, man. Like, I think the way Slash puts his own little spin on it is really cool. Everything just, you know, was like catchy as fuck. It was tight. Everything, Chris Stapleton, BTOs, I think it's perfect for this track. if you ever heard some of his other stuff, kind of, he does a lot of like bluesier stuff, a little bit more country as well, but he does work really well in this song. So that's definitely going to get points there. Overall, it's awesome. You know, just building more hype for this blues cover album, which who knows, man, you know, Slash going on tour as well. This will probably entice people to hear this stuff. They're like, okay, yeah, down to see Slash and tour, man. You know, his blues, summer blues going. That's right. On Serpent Fest 4 or 5.
Damn straight. But what did you think? Let us know in the comment section below. If you're watching on YouTube, for everybody else, head over to gunsandradio.com and get your free invite into our Discord and give us your thoughts on the song Oh Well by Slash officially. And hell, if you want to even talk about the blues ball version of the song, you're welcome to talk about anything you want over in our page, over in our Discord. Just don't be a dick or we will kick you out. So
yeah, well, I mean, like, listen, most of the guys who played in Blues Ball are actually on this album as well. So
oh well, as long as you got Teddy Zigzag. I got real
Teddy Zigzag. They had the same other rhythm guitarist as well. I think,
well, dude, nobody else is relevant. Teddy Zigzag. If you got Teddy Zigzag, that's all you need.
This is the Teddy Zigzag album we deserved.
That's right. That's right. Well, we've been waiting for so fucking long. Yeah. And we'll see you guys on Monday for spring break. Woo! Until then, you guys have a great weekend. I'm Dusty Bones.
And I'm Chris Caputo. Happy Easter weekend. Yay, Jesus. Peace.
Yay, Jesus. Yeah, you know what? Go, Jesus.
Jesus. Thanks for the grub. Yay, God.
Jesus, JC.